Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, the first podcast of April 2024. Longtime friend and somebody I greatly admire posted today for April Fool's Day saying I'm going to fool everybody by telling the truth today. Made me laugh. He's a very funny guy, and that was the perfect post for April 1st. Anyway, this is my podcast, which is sponsored by two wonderful sponsors. The first sponsor is Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life, you see overhead flying snapping turtles wearing harnesses, and you wonder, you pause, you take a breath, and you think, who made those harnesses? Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now. You can go to a physical bookstore and ask for the paperback version. You can go to any audiobook store and ask for the audiobook version. And of course, you can go to any store that sells ebooks and get the ebook version of Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Danny and the Corporate Ladder does not, however, come with a harness for a flying snapping turtle. The other sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company founded many years ago by me with the intent of supporting the the reoccurring costs of the Society of Dead Teachers. The DTS had a magazine. We called it Kindle the Flame of Knowledge, and that magazine was published monthly, and there was cost to that. And basically, subscriptions didn't cover the cost, and advertising didn't cover the cost, which is one of the reasons why eventually we stopped publishing the magazine. But there was a time, and Creative Technology was basically set up so I could move money from one location to another or earn extra money to pay for the Society of Dead Teachers. And then later, as I started to make money as a writer, it was a way for me to move my writing income into my taxes more effectively and easily. It can become a pain to pay quarterly taxes. It is something that I find... I find very difficult sometimes. Anyway, Creative Technology and Innovation, longtime supporter and sponsor of this podcast. As always, sharing an article today. Again, moving my articles. This is my fifth one on LinkedIn. I will be, I believe, I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm thinking after May 1st, I'm going to start posting my articles to Patreon. I'll set up very low cost, like 99 cents a month, and you'll get basically four articles from me, but a minimum of two articles a month and a minimum of two extra podcasts per month, and then other content as it becomes available. So that's kind of cool. I'm thinking about it. I haven't made my final decision yet. I've gotten some feedback positive, and I've gotten some feedback negative on doing that. So I'm thinking about it. It's, you know, it's on the list. It's possible. It's not guaranteed yet. The other thing is, I did continue. A longtime reader asked me, hey, you know, do some more technical video reviews, right? You do the reviews, which are good, but then, you know, we want to actually see the solution, actually see the product in the real world. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm doing longer video reviews. So there's one coming probably tomorrow. I recorded it yesterday. I expanded my Sunday massage chair podcasting, which is what you're listening to, and added into that Sunday technology review. So it's kind of a new feature, new thing I'm looking to do, looking and doing. The other thing is I'm really behind on Bird Buddy stuff, so I'm trying to figure out what can I do to kind of get myself caught up, because right now I am sharing videos from February 17th, 2024. It is April 1st. I am right now 40 plus days behind, and there's a couple of days, as he says for the 18th time in this podcast, there are a couple of days coming in the month of March where I had 9, 10, 11 or more visits. I had 13 different bird visitors on Easter Day, which is awesome, right? I love seeing birds, and I love seeing the squirrels come by and eat the free food. So it's nice to see it. It's enjoyable. And I do love sharing the videos, but, you know, it is what it is. One of the things that I am personally working on is I'm expanding my YouTube channel. Currently, I think I have just over 500 subscribers, which is awesome. I truly enjoy all of them. But what I'm trying to do is head to 1,000 subscribers on both Instagram and on YouTube, because I did cut my other social media sites off. I stopped using them, and I'm down to, and then I said, again, that's like number 9. I am down to Threads, Instagram, YouTube, and then my blogs and LinkedIn and Facebook. Facebook and LinkedIn are much bigger opportunities for me in the sense that I have many more followers and subscribers on those two platforms. So I'm much more careful what I put out there. I do share Bird Buddy stuff on Facebook just because I just love seeing birds. I enjoy watching the cardinals eat. I enjoy watching the doves eat. I enjoy watching the squirrels eat when they show their faces. My rule now is I don't save squirrel videos if they don't bother to show their faces. If they literally are just getting there on the Bird Buddy and eating all the food, I'm not going to share their face. Not going to show, right? They're not going to share their face. I'm not going to share the video, which probably drops 2 videos a day. And again, number 7. Wow, I'm really umming today. Today is an day. Day is sort of like hump day, except it's not the middle of the week. It's the first of the week, and it's... Anyway, it is way too many ums for me to keep umming. What happens when you have removal, right? You remove your Anyway, the point being that, Bird Buddy, love using it, love getting the videos. I just won't be sharing squirrel videos if they don't bother to show their little faces. They are actually almost cute when they share their little faces and look at the camera. I did also clean the cameras. There's number 9. I did clean the cameras on Sunday early in the Easter day just to get better pictures, but I had a swatch of something on the camera. One of the two had a big stripe of something. I cleaned it off. I don't know what it was, but it was something that was obscuring camera images, so I got rid of it. Today's article is talking about the evolution of communication. It's something that I think about frequently. I've been doing communication patterns for many years, but this is more an examination of the very concept of communication. Human beings are social animals. We gather in groups and converse, right? Like higher primates. We gather together and we share the day and we converse and we talk and all of that because we are social animals. But social has changed, continues to change. If you think about social, 10,000 years ago, the highest probability was that you would never speak to anyone that wasn't a member of your tribe in your life, in your whole life. Your whole life, you might live in a box that was less than a mile wide. 10,000 years ago, human beings didn't have airplanes, didn't have cars, didn't have boats. So, well, they did have boats. I shouldn't say it that way, right? And they did have land conveyances, but they did not have automobiles that were powered and could move very quickly. So, you might live in a square mile or 10 square miles your whole life. If your tribe was predominantly a hunting tribe or not a gathering tribe, you might live in 100 square miles in your whole life, right? That might be it. And so communication was different in that time period than it is today. But all of a sudden, communication began to change. First, with the invention of the telegraph, right? So think about those great poles and the cables that were laid across the Atlantic Ocean. Suddenly, you had communication where I could communicate with London in less than, a minute. Versus previously, it took 2 to 3 months to get my letter to London, right? So it's an number 10, sorry. 10 ums. That's a big day. Your letter could take 2 months. It could take, 8 weeks, 6 weeks. Some, as ships got faster going across the ocean before the aeroplane, it increased communication, but the reality is it didn't increase it that much. You had a lag. And the telegraph removed the lag. Now you had smaller communication, right? It's is more like Twitter in the sense that you have a small number of characters that you send in a telegraph, but you could communicate virtually instantly. And cables were laid, you know, across the Atlantic and across the European and Asian continents. No cables were laid across the Pacific Ocean initially. I think later there have been telephone cables laid to Hawaii and other places like that. But the reality was that, you know, these cables got laid and you could now communicate, you know, with other countries very quickly. And that became the telephone, right? And once the telephone appeared, you suddenly have this reality of you can pick up the phone and dial anywhere, right? And then the cell phone evolves that one more time. So now you can be anywhere when you call anyone, right? So the telephone gives you, I can call you at any time. The cell phone adds this concept of I can call you from any time, anywhere. And now all of a sudden you have this concept of machine intelligence or AI. And AI is going to change communication again because we're going to communicate differently with the AI than we do with other people. So it's just an interesting evolution that we are in with communication. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.